91X News.
It's 1 degree and cloudy. I'm Steph Crozier with 91X News. OPP's Festive Ride program is in full swing. Both Center Hastings and Belleville OPP started their programs last Friday. In Belleville, 80 vehicles were stopped last night and no charges were laid. Same with Center Hastings. Quinney West OPP are starting their initiative this Friday at midnight and will end New Year's Day. When it comes to holiday shopping, Canadians say they're feeling more generous than ever than last year. But they're also more conscious in how they're going to pay for their purchases, according to a new survey by the Royal Bank. According to the data collected by Opsos Reid from more than 3,000 shoppers across Canada, shoppers will spend an average of $640 on presents this year. But most were planning on paying cash or debit, with purchases on credit cards coming in third place. This year's expected spending is about $15 higher than last year's estimate and well below the spending levels expected by Atlantic Canadians, who will expect to throw down the average of $877 on the latest toys, games, and gadgets. South Korea's National Assembly has ratified an ambitious free trade deal with the United States. U.S. State Department spokesperson Wendy Sherman says the pact could bring billions of dollars to both countries and create tens of thousands of jobs.
This free trade agreement was negotiated because it was in the interest of both our countries to increase trade, increase the prosperity and the availability of jobs for our citizens.
The deal passed 151-7 despite angry opposition from some Korean legislatures, who say the deal only favors Washington. 49 penguins rescued from an oil spill off New Zealand have been freed after being nursed back to health by wildlife officials. They're among 343 birds that have been cleaned of oil since a cargo ship ran aground near Tauranga in October and spilled some 400 tons of fuel oil. Wildlife official Carrie Morgan says she is thrilled the penguins are back in the wild.
We've still got a long way to go, but it's really, really nice to see that for these birds, they're back where they belong, so it's fantastic.
The penguins were fitted with microchips so they can be monitored after their release. Hopefully this is a good omen for the holiday season. Retail sales in Canada improved in September.
Retail sales rose 1% to $38.2 billion in September, reflecting growth at most store types. Statistics Canada reports it's the fifth increase in 6 months and the largest advance since November of 2010. The agency says sales by volume rose 0.6%. 9 of the 11 subsectors reported gains, representing 90% of retail sales. Higher prices contributed to a third consecutive monthly increase in sales at gas stations, too, up 0.8% in September. Roger Ward, The Canadian Press.
That's 91X News to 202. Here's Miller Reynolds with sports.
Tonight in Junior A hockey, the Toronto Lakeshore Patriots will hit the ice against the Peterborough Liplock Stars at 7 p.m. And in Empire B, the Napanee Raiders will take on the Port Hope Panthers at 7:30. In the NHL, there are three games in total this evening. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be heading to Tampa Bay to take on the Lightning at 7:30. The St. Louis Blues will host the Los Angeles Kings also at 7:30. And the Edmonton Oilers will head to Nashville to take on the Predators at 8. The Toronto Maple Leafs signed first-round draft pick Stuart Percy to a 3-year entry-level contract today. The 18-year-old defenseman was selected 25th overall at the NHL draft in June. He's currently in his third season with the OHL's Mississauga St. Michael's Majors. Percy has 3 goals and 17 points in 18 games this season. Despite losing the CFL's West Final, Edmonton Eskimos players say this year's season was a success and went a long way to restoring the team's winning attitude. Many players gave much of the credit to rookie head coach Kavis Reed, but Reed is modest about his contribution.
The biggest thing is I think when you're blessed in a leadership position, you're a steward, and a steward is to make certain that you take care of what you've been given. And I think that my job has been to make certain the locker room is taken care of, make certain that we have a stable environment, and that we can keep distractions to a minimal.
Reed says he's focused on coming back next year with a bigger and faster version of the green and gold. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91X Weather.
Today, increasing cloudiness early this afternoon, high plus 2. Tonight, cloudy, freezing rain mixed with rain. Beginning this evening, changing to rain overnight, low 0. Wednesday, rain again, ending early in the morning, then clearing, high plus 5. Currently, it is 0 degrees. I'm Steph Crozier with Miller Reynolds, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the New Rock 30, every Saturday at noon on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.